B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Dude, what did you say in your commercial?
Oh, man. Phil's minus 135 tonight. Nola, Foltynewicz.
So, what do you mean, Nola? Like, he can't lose?
Well, he's got to get the bounce back start this week.
He must not have been paying attention.
No, he had two good starts. They lost both of them. Last start was a terrible start. He's going to bounce back tonight.
Yeah. No one cares.
I thought you were cured.
I was.
Of your obsession. Sounds like you're not.
No, I'm still going to put some money down.
I wouldn't if I were you. What happened with the pizza.
Vegas, baby.
That's
Vegas!
True. I owe you some slices.
You just like what happened with the pizza.
I hit Yankees last night.
Well, that's fine.
No one cares.
I'm just saying, but you got to just, that obsession.
All right.
Now, question.
Yes.
Give me some good questions. Come on.
Because VG says it's a complete violation for Middleton to be in Lurie's box during a pennant race he calls it a pennant race. I don't. I know it's only two games, but
I don't think that's a violation.
It's for bogus anyway.
I like the bonding of the two teams. The bonding of the Phillies and the Eagles.
It's a little bit of a violation.
Is it? See, I don't think it's a violation.
He's in a pennant race and he's at the Eagle game over there whooping it up with Jeff Lurie.
Yeah, he was in New York. Yeah, he's staying in his hometown, Philly, birds.
Yeah. Was the TV on the four-and-a-half-hour marathon?
Maybe it might have been, but John Middleton's a sportsman, as we've talked about.
That's right. I love John Middleton.
Yeah, but and if you go with your
if he's already
order,
got his mind made up about McPhail and Klentak and Gabe, and they're all going to be gone, then I'm fine with him being there. Short of that, come on, dude.
Because VG agrees with you, says it's a violation.
It is a violation.
I don't think so. Order of importance, man. Eagles come first yesterday.
If the Sixers are playing a game and they got to be, and you know, and they're coming down to land a playoff spot at the end of the year, and Josh Harris is at the Phillies game high five in Middleton, that's a violation. Am I right?
Well, it is a different thing in that Eagle,
one's interesting.
Eagles,
yeah.
No, but Eagles is a once a week big, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a violation on Middleton. Look, I applaud him
for
being there.
What do you want
to do,
scout?
No, but, I mean, by the way,
Rome's burning. I know they're only two out.
By the way,
they're a mess.
You can keep track of the game on your phone. If it's not even on the TV in the box,
you can keep track of your phone. You're high fiving Mrs. Lurie. You know, phone in your hand.
I applaud him for it.
I do too. But it's a violation.
Mikey Miss says total violation.
Yeah.
on
it's disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
It is.
Oh, man. I disagree with you guys.
Bryce Harper's out there
trying to
get in the playoffs.
I disagree with you guys. First of all, for my own sanity, you have to watch that Jurek.
Well, he's in ownership of that Jurek.
So?
Then fix it.
He's still cashing the check.
Like, I hear you. I hate Klentak.
It's a stone violation.
So bad. And McPhail with a white hot hate that I find it refreshing that Middleton was not there. In my
like
own
I said,
world.
If I know that he's going to can McPhail and Klentak, then I'm like, all right, he doesn't want to be around him. He wants to avoid them. He's using the avoidance tactic.
Dude, that's just trash. 16 pitching changes.
That is horrible.
Seriously, pick whatever you want to watch.
Andrew, what was the attendance of that game?
Like, that's torture. That's actually...
The Giants didn't play till later.
That's
the Jets were early.
That's actually a form of torture.
It's like waterboarding?
Having to watch that 4.5 hours. Like, you just sit there and go, watch this.
Like Clockwork Orange, and they do the thing on your eyes,
hold
your eyelids open.
Yeah.
30,000.
Yeah, my ass. No way.
That's paid attendance, probably.
Yeah, no way. That was the Vark.
That's just Jurek.
Oh, boy.
Jurek.
Look, the season's too long. We know that. But that is a stone violation on Middleton. It's disrespectful to his club.
I don't agree.
If you want to do that...
says, you can't occupy your Phillies time with Eagles time.
Yeah, even if they conflict.
It's just so much better. It just is.
Some things just are.
I can't blame the dude. Like, I put myself in that position. I'm going to watch this. Or I go to the Eagles home opener. You know, hang with Mr. Lurie.
If you're going to reap the rewards.
Mr. Middleton.
You're going to reap the rewards
get
of the Phillies
jet. Get a little champagne.
Jet. You got to be at the Phillies game. Can't use the jet just to go to Vegas and woo Bryce Harper and his family. All right, let's get to bring the heat.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line. Brought to you by American Standard and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
Yeah, all right, let's do a little Bring the Heat game day edition. What do we got, Andrew?
Congratulations, Ginger Jesus. We salute you. You proved all those holes in society bastards wrong. You showed up mentally and physically. Very happy for you. Very proud of you. Lead them all, baby.
All right. Well, look, it was one game. It's one game is not going to determine. They stick all the Folesian people, you know, in the closet. The whole theory of the Folesian society is you can't stay healthy for an entire season. It's going to take more than one game.
Yeah, I hear you, but it's still.
That's one of their tenets.
I was hoping the Folesian society would just, you know, go back into being this, in the closet.
Well, the irony of it is that Foles is hurt.
You know, Foles is hurt. All right. Well,
yeah. You don't want to wish on anybody.
No, of course not. That's I just don't want to hear it anymore. Just enjoy Carson.
Yeah, we made the ruling on Friday that wearing the Foles jersey to Lincoln Financial Field this year is disrespectful. Like Middleton being at the Eagles.
I know.
Game.
I heard on the afternoon show, as Mike calls it, or the midday show, as Mike calls it, the idea of. You know, he called it a violation.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it? You heard him say this?
No, I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah.
What did he call a violation?
For us, well, he agreed with us, but people were arguing with us. They referred to the midday show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was talking about it. He agreed with us, but the people did not.
Ah.
So we were in the minority.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback to that effect on social media. He wanted to start first Super Bowl. I can wear it wherever
people
I want.
People are indignant about it, too.
Yeah. To me, look, and we didn't make it a topic of conversation, but I just threw it at you. I said, hey, man, I just want to put a moratorium on the Foles jersey for the home games this year. You know, I didn't think I was getting fresh.
The Eagles game, I was so frustrated, so angry. I am so glad they won. And my God, the Sean Jackson at 32 can run like the freaking wind. He is so great. Go Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
Well, I've never heard him do a chant.
No, that was awesome. Yeah. That was the okay guy.
Do we have audio of him when they signed Deshaun? He's a bum. He's old.
Nah,
is he doing that?
I don't,
you never know, because he flip-flops around like, you know, like a fish on a dock. The okay guy. But that being said, I read you the tweet earlier, Anthony, from Dave Zangaro, that Deshaun Jackson on the 51-yard touchdown pass was running like 24.1 miles per hour. Yeah, 21.4 miles per hour yesterday on the 51-yard touchdown pass. His fastest time last year was 21.48. He hasn't lost any of that speed. That's in pads running 21.5 miles per hour. That's impressive.
Wow.
And to track a ball in, too. Not, he didn't do it just once, though. He did the bomb twice.
Damn.
Yo, it's me, Big Dom, baby, head of security. Very happy with D-Jack. Got a family now. I didn't have to pull him out of no strip club last night. Cover up a bunch of stuff. He's ready to roll. Showed it on the field. Make a Big Dom's job much easier. Big Dom and I'll be checking in throughout the season.
Wow, I love it.
Is that a good impression of Big Dom?
Forget the impression. I love the fact that we have the Big Dom character.
Yeah, we didn't know we needed that, but I feel better listen, that we do have it.
Listen, Big Dom's a buddy of mine. I love Big Dom. We go back way back to Butchie.
Yep.
Right? Butchie hired Big Dom. They're, you know, and Butch used to be the guy with the Mr. Wolf. I used to call him Mr. Wolf. So we go back.
He's a fixer.
Ways. Big Dom became a fixer as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I love the fact that Big Dom's going to check in each week. And it's true. Deshaun now is It's just you're all about football, man.
Or straight and narrow.
Yeah, it's true. It's good. It takes a lot of weight off Big Dom's plate.
Well, that was one that he probably consumed him for a bit. Stephen Muldoon tweets and he goes, maybe the Phillies game was on the TV in the box in Jeff Lurie's box. What do you think the chances of that are?
I bet you, out of respect for Middleton, they put a...
There's no chance that game was on.
No, it was on. They just weren't watching.
No, man. I'm sure he's got several TVs.
Oh, yeah? He's got, like, a whole setup?
If you're...
Multi-screens?
If you're Jeff, don't you have...
He's got Red Zone.
Right. Don't you have a bunch of screens with all the games on and everything?
No, none of them were watching any of those TVs. Even if it was on, they weren't watching.
I don't think they were watching.
They saw the six pitching change.
But I bet you, out of respect, he put the Phillies on.
Yeah. Still alive.
Sad news out of Jacksonville. Is this guy cursed as a starting quarterback in the NFL or what? Every time this guy's been a starting quarterback, it never works out for Nick Foles.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I said that. Does the Philly magic, the Philly Foles magic travel? It hasn't yet.
Well,
but he's not wearing an Eagle jersey.
I mean, the shame is he makes a nice throw. Well, the play gets hurt.
Well, dropped it in there perfectly.
It was a beautiful throw.
All right, we got a tweet here from William Strobel. He goes, about 20-1 yesterday at the building, Wentz to Foles jerseys at the tailgate. First-hand account. So the Wentz jerseys were out 20-1 on the Foles jerseys.
That's good, though.
So people, you know, bought into my moratorium. And then... that morning, Dipko is the Big Dom. That's him. He's got a new character, that morning, Dip. Big Dom checking in on the Bring the Heat line. Did a nice job.
That's my man. In fact, he's been immortalized. I just let him know.
Oh, yeah?
That he's been immortalized. Uh-huh. The new character.
I'm sure he's honored.
He laughs. He likes that stuff.
Yeah. That's Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit the Bring the Heat line tonight, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we will get to them coming up tomorrow right here on the Midday Show. Let's get right back to the phones, Ant. A lot of people on the line. Let's go to Ray in Massachusetts on the Fanatic. What's up, Raymond? Ray. Ray's not ready. Let's try Andrew in Georgia on the Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Happy Monday, fellas.
Hey, Drew.
I loved it. So I'm not going to talk about the upcoming week. I called specifically to talk about the defensive line. All right? As that is what I will be calling every week to discuss with you, fellas. I gave them a C-plus on the day. And the grade was initially considerably lower till I rewatched again yesterday evening. Okay? The individual efforts that I saw in a number of plays of what brought it from the C minus to the C plus. But I think a large concern, at least that I had watching them out there, was the lack of pressure, specifically the lack of pressure coming from our defensive end. Whenever we seem to you know, get in what's his name's face a little bit, it came from the interior, right?
Yeah. Yep.
The depth of the rushes that I saw coming from our DN, specifically Barnett, like, I don't know what the hell he's thinking getting that deep. He sure as hell wasn't turning the corner. I keep hearing about these amazing ankles of his. Well, they better start bending, man. Because I just didn't see it yesterday.
Yeah, second half, he came close a little, you know, got a couple of hurries. But I'm with you. Like, you got to get home. Yeah, you're right.
He has to get home. I don't need Michael Moore. I don't need almost here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's time for this young man to step up his game and get the job done. I didn't see a hell of a lot out of Brandon Graham, frankly. I got to tell you.
I thought he made some good plays in the second half, Brandon Graham.
Slow
first half.
Actually played a couple plays in a run game.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about pressure. And here's the other thing. Like, Schwartz blitzed a few times yesterday, and we still couldn't get pressure.
Yeah.
So I think this group has to figure out, first of all, how to get it done with four. Because if you can get pressure with four in the NFL, you're going to win a hell of a lot more than you lose.
You know how you do that? You do that with Jadeveon Clowney. Do him. It's going to be hard to get pressure with four, man. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, especially Malik Jackson's hurt. How are you going to get pressure with four?
That's what I'm saying, Ant. I have huge concerns. Huge concerns right now with this crew. So hopefully they can figure something out, because what they did yesterday ain't going to get it done most weeks.
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to put more pressure. Look, the next gen stats say that they did, and they did get some pressure in the second half. But the first half, when Washington's going up and down the field, Case Keenum was just sitting back there all day.
Yeah,
nice pocket to throw in.
Here's the problem with the next gen stats. Is that the next gen stats in the second half came after the Eagles seized the momentum.
They had to throw it.
And Washington became completely one-dimensional. They didn't get home. They got a quarterback that was trying to hold. And in the second half, he couldn't just get rid of it quickly. He had to hold the ball to allow his receivers to get down the field, and they still couldn't get home.
No. That's the disturbing part.
So, you know, the next-gen stats lie sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they're just thin, and in this case, they are. All right, so Doug, after the game, addressing the players in the locker room, and what we would, I guess, term as a come-from-behind win, but the NFL does not. It's not a come-from-behind win for Carson because they entered the fourth quarter with the lead, Anthony. But still, Doug addressing his players after the game, and it sounded just like this.
Nice way to start the season, guys. We talked about it, just being 1-0 this week. That's all we want is 1-0. You got it done. Resilient group. You hung together. That's what I'm talking about right there. You're 1-0. Great job. Congratulations, man. Just a precursor to next week. Now we got to go on the road. Just to put this in your mind right now. If we're going to win multiple games, you got to do it on the road as well. Not only take care of business here, but you got to go on the road and do it too. Okay, so that's our focus this next week as we prepare for the next one. Hey, congratulations, man. My hat's off to you. Way to work. Love it. 1-0. We move to the next one.
And you already know we're going to get everybody's best shot. But as y'all see, when we play together, man, it don't matter. We got everything we need right here in this huddle, man. The next week is just a race to improve until we see the next opponent. Let's go. Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3. Eagles.
There you go. Malcolm Jenkins coming in at the end. We got everything we need right here in this huddle. They had it yesterday. On to week two, coming up on Sunday Night Football on NBC. The game, Sunday Night Football game of the week. Eagles-Falcons. Far different test, Anthony, with those wide receivers and quarterback than you saw against Washington.
We all we got, we all we need.
You have to clean it up a little bit. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It's the midday show. We're breaking down a win.
Home Isn't that win. Nice?
Yeah. Home win, important, right?
NFC win. A Carson display.
The Cobra. Because I can.
53 yards. Because I can. Oh, man. You had to be in a lather yesterday.
Oh, my God. Between him and 10?
Oh. Whose arm paid the price yesterday for Carson playing well? Somebody woke up today with a bruised up bicep.
Especially in that second half when he's just darting mouse hole throws, bullseye.
You freak it out?
Oh yeah.
He made that one play, the double pump. It was a third down, double pump. Then he does a spin.
Oh yeah,
and rolls out. Yeah, I think he hits Ertz for a first down. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. His,
he had a short arm that throw, too.
You know, his mechanics, like the way his movements were just perfect.
It looked like 2 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Didn't like look like last year.
All his mechanics were awesome. Like, textbook, how you play quarterback. Looking off the safety. That's how you play quarterback. That's a quarterback.
Yeah. Text Mr. X, see how he feels today. Carson Hayden, Mr. X.
Yeah, I thought about him.
Just stamp an X right on his forehead. Boom.
Yeah.
Carson looked like that guy last year, coming off double knee surgery, playing with a busted back.
And by the way, there are a lot of Carson haters in town. Like,
they love to jump.
Even in the media.
Pouncers. They like to pounce. Not Marquise Pouncey. 610-632-0975. Get back to the calls coming up right here on the Fanatic Midday Show.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
You said one thing right, Tunis. Minnesota wins next week in Green Bay. Out. Right to quote Mike. So Mike said, Mike goes, it's a violation on Mike Scott for wearing a Redskin garb.
Why?
I don't know. Let's make sure you listen to Mike Scott's like the fun guy.
Mike Scott's like, you know, fun guy. Mike Scott Hive, going around the city and doing all that and having a little fun.
So here's my question. Like, can a guy from Northern Virginia, right, so he's from the area, like, let's say,
grew up a Redskin fan.
You know, Mike Trout, right? Take another Mike. Mike Trout, who's all about Eagles. I'm sure Mike Trout was at the Eagles-Rams game, wasn't he? One of them.
Chargers, yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
In L.A.
Yep.
Wearing an Eagle. I think he was, in fact. I remember that.
I think it was the Charger game.
And he was there.
Sure, he got a football, too.
Wearing all Eagle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a violation? That's his team.
I don't think it's a violation on Mike Scott at all. He grew up, that was the team. He's talked about it on social media, that he grew up a Redskin fan. He talked about it when he's in here with you. And he's a Redskin.
We even joked around about it. Like, he's like, nah, he's true blue. So I think in his mind, he was like, I want to go have fun with the people and spar a little bit. My team, your team.
Yep.
He's not looking to go throw down, knuckle.
Yeah. And certainly not against some guy who's a little overserved. That's like 5'9".
I don't think he's expecting people to come at trying to sneak him.
Well, you know, it's Mike Scott too. Like, he's a fun guy.
Right.
Yeah, I'll break your stones, you break mine, and people get fresh.
I don't think I'd say...
Now, if he showed up there in an Eagle jersey, I would have called violation because he's a known Redskin fan.
Right.
You know? You can't just have it both ways. Yeah, I don't think that's a violation on him. He wasn't down there looking to start trouble. You know? He's a fan of the team. But we have this thing going on in this city where it's like, if you wear another person's jersey, you got to get lit up a little bit, I guess. For some fans, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's what happens, right? You get banged up.
Yep.
You know, unfortunately, it's you showing your youth, right? You get banged up at the game too much. You're too early. It's too early. You're drinking too much, too excited, and you act a fool.
And then the fan base gets to look like a fool because of the actions of
But that happens
one
all
rookie.
Across America in stadium lots everywhere where they're drinking. And, you know, stuff happens.
Yep, happens
There's
at college.
A fight at the Dolphins game yesterday. It was the only fight they showed.
Dolphins didn't have any fight. Wasn't a player, I know that. Tim in Rochester's on the Fanatic. Hey, Timmy.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I got like a couple of questions. I want to ask you things. I think Jacksonville is toast. I'll go and get Jalen Ramsey so quick, they want to make my head spin. I'll go and get him. And another thing, they need to go two tight ends.
They're not trading Jalen Ramsey.
Why not?
Because they want to keep Jalen. They love Jalen Ramsey. He's a great player.
Did they just sign him?
Oh, no. Oh, he was beefing with the organization.
They're not looking to move their best player on defense.
But the quarterback, the other one's getting a lot of money. So it's like...
Yeah, I know, brother. Like, we have this thing that we think we can cherry-pick other teams' players. But like that, he's a building block.
True, indeed. But they're not going nowhere.
But don't mean they want to go, oh, here you go. I'm not going anywhere. Take Jalen Ramsey. You know what I mean?
But they was talking about getting clowned.
Nah, bro.
He's all bro.
Listen, I love Jalen Ramsey. You're not getting Jalen Ramsey, so don't even worry about it.
True, indeed. And just one more thing. They need to run two tight ends. Let's run the ball to Atlanta because they like just running.
Say it again.
Run the ball. I agree with that.
So you went 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Timmy?
That's right. Just
okay, so you don't want to use that speed of Deshaun or Alshon.
You can, but run it. They're light, man. I've seen the game against Minnesota.
Yeah, you can use everything. You got a team with a plethora of offensive weapons. Use them all.
Right. You can, but I don't trust that defense, man. Run that clock.
Then don't you want to put up points? You want to run the ball. And run the clock. I'd rather go up and down the field to Deshaun and bomb us away.
I don't think you need to do that. I think you can run your 30. You can outscore Lane. You have a great offense.
Yeah.
They do. They got one, but I don't trust the secondary. I don't trust them.
I think
it's going to be a big week for them. It's going to be. We're going to get some knowledge.
I got some concerns on defense, but we'll see. Really, what they're about against Atlanta. It was a good offensive team, but this offense can outscore anybody.
It's good to,
except maybe when they New England gets Antonio Brown,
even without him, it's going to be ridiculous. The only hope you have for New England, if you're in the AFC, is that Antonio Brown goes there and just becomes an infection. And Josh, what's his name? Gordon. Ends up not being able to complete the season. Those two guys.
Right.
But the infection of Antonio Brown, everybody else has fallen in line there for the most part in New England. I mean, you got Randy Moss, who had like 27 touchdowns.
It's uncanny, but he's going to go there. But how about the, everybody's talking about the conspiracy theory about the Patriots orchestrating this whole thing. Antonio Brown orchestrating this whole release to allow him to go to New England.
Yeah. I saw Sheffy.
So he got a social media. He hired a social media firm to assist him on this stuff.
Well, apparently Gruden gave permission for him to use the audio of the phone call prior to it going out on the YouTube account.
Also, what he did.
Gruden looked bad now.
He looked terrible. Also, what he did was all his tweets and playing it all out publicly was a way to get him out. Get him out of the whole deal.
And get him, make him be a free agent.
Gruden tried to smooth it all over.
Mm-hmm. I think you're misunderstood, he was telling him. How about that? Misunderstood.
I agree.
The guy's bananas. But maybe it was all calculated. Now, they didn't need to actually tamper with New England because they already, Drew Rosenhaus and Antonio Brown already knew that New England wanted him because they were willing to trade a first-round draft pick to get him in the offseason.
Right.
But the Steelers are like, no. If anybody's got something to complain about here, it's the Steelers. Because they end up trading him, get a third and a fifth.
Yeah.
And they got to eat up the cap space.
Yeah.
They get the dead hit on there. Still, what, like $21 million?
Yeah.
That's insane. And now New England's got him in their conference.
It's unbelievable. It really is how he gets his way.
Yeah. And you saw, after he was released, what was it, an hour? And boom, he signs with New England? I mean, an hour?
Well, Rosenhaus was already. They were let's see if we can get us out, we can get released, and then we'll sign with you.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing was done probably in training camp. The helmet issue.
That was the first one.
I mean, that was all, the whole thing was probably orchestrated then.
Yeah, even the fake apology.
We're going to use the helmet to start the process.
Yep. And then he gets up in front of his teammates with the captain and does that bogus tearful apology.
Yeah, which is all nonsense. It's all a lie. Yeah,
this guy, I'll tell you, he is. The only hope then for this team's in the AFC.
Right.
Again, is that he's the infection. That he brings the infection to Tom Brady and to Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you, their willingness to take on guys like this is legendary. Like, you saw the beatdown that they delivered last night and how good they are without Gronk and without him.
Yeah.
And they're still willing to take it on. It's amazing. They got confidence that nobody's going to step out of line there as long as the hoodie's running the shop. 610-632-0975. This is the Midday Show. Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. We're right here on 97.5.
We got a show tonight, 7 to 8.
Yes.
Tonight. So Charles Davis, who did the show, who did the game yesterday, is going to join me tonight.
Oh, a little CD on the back.
Well,
huh?
I it's more interesting to see what they think after they just saw it.
Yeah, the Redux.
So we'll do that tonight. Let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we?
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
Emotional intelligence. Gosh, it went great.
Hey, it's 146. Stay tuned. Mikey's coming up next. Mikey says to me, your hate of Philly's management is
visceral.
Visceral.
Love that word.
He's right. I can't stand them. I think they're getting away with fraud.
Let me ask you, could we get the mic at the top of the hour? You got a side you like tonight?
I do. Texans?
First game, Houston visiting New Orleans. This line's moved from -9 to -7.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Texans over and the...
Texans and the over.
Yeah, and the Ravens.
Okay. And the Ravens, or not Denver, you mean.
What's that, Ravens, the Broncos? What's that line?
Well, it was at 3. It opened. Denver, but it's at -2.5 now, Denver, because of all the
turmoil. Yeah, that's kind of scary. Yeah, might be a stay away.
But, I mean, the line has swung 5.5 points just because no AB and everything that's gone there down there in Oakland. I mean, they've been concentrating on nothing related to football, really, since camp opened. I can't imagine that they can, I mean, I can't imagine that they can come away tonight with a win, even though it's at home against Denver.
Yes.
I just can't imagine it. All right, so you like the Texans getting 7.
So I was real quick.
That's an interesting game tonight.
So we got to get Big Tom the bring the heat call. Because I'm just going back and forth. He said, send me over. I want to hear the invitation. Big Dom's the greatest. But I'm telling you, yeah. Love him. Yeah, he's great, dude.
He's got to come in. Tell us stories in the office.
He can't. Like, he's not going to, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
he's
got to save it for the book.
He is the, nah, he would never. He's a go-to-the-grave guy.
Oh.
You know.
He's a vault?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A vaultman?
Yeah, you want him. He's the kind of guy that you would want running much bigger operations than a football team.
Oh.
Like, you know, because he's not, because you don't have to worry about him.
Big time corporations doing it all.
Yeah, because you don't have to worry about him in a day and age of rats.
Uh-huh.
Right? He shut his mouth.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, you could make him watch a 4.5 hour Phillies game. He's not talking.
You couldn't even break him with that?
No.
Give me a little something?
No, you can't even break him watching a 4.5 hour Phillies game with 16 pitching changes.
Let's go to D.C. Talk to J.C. on the Fanatic. What's up, J.C.?
Hey, fellas. There's nothing better than waking up in this city after A, beating up on the Redskins, or B, beating the Cowboys, man. I walk around proud with this Eagles hat on, and all day I had people saying, oh, man, we almost had you. I'm like, oh, this is football, man. There's no almost.
Yeah. You only get 16 and almost don't mean squat.
Exactly. But, I mean, only thing I have about the game, man, I'm just tired of the defense with them not letting the corners play up on these receivers. Can you at least make some of these below-average quarterbacks, give them a smaller window to throw to? I mean, it looks like 7-on-7 out there. These guys are just running 10-yard curls in the corners, already 3 yards off the receiver. Simple, throw it into his stomach, and then you try to make a tackle, and they didn't even do that very well yesterday.
Just,
every team knows the game plan going against us. They know we have a good front, get it out quick, and they know the corners are playing 12 yards off the man. I would never understand it.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and we're going to learn something this week, Anthony. You asked me a question off the air about Sidney Jones. We're going to learn some more there, too, but I'm nervous about.
I am too, man. I got to tell you, I'm
Maddox left the game for a bit, came back.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. I mean, JC, I think you're right about that. This defense, you know, we need to figure it out. You know,
I'm gonna have to figure it out quick because you can outscore your problems when you're playing the Redskins. You may not be able to outscore your problems when you're playing on the road against Atlanta on Sunday Night Football. You know, that's a team that's got weapons. They're going to be able to pace 30.
You know, I still kind of like them because I think they can come out. I mean, I just think they're going to be in the rhythm. I think their offense is just nasty. But, I mean, I got to believe at some point their secondary figures it out. I mean, I know Douglas got caught in a bad matchup.
Mm.
Like, you can't have him cover anybody that's fat. Like, he's got to be on the taller.
Physical.
Possession receivers, right.
On the Alshon.
Right.
Let's go to Kilroy in North Carolina. What's up, Kilroy?
What's going on? What's going on?
You.
No, you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was up. Y'all was down 17 against a good team. I don't see that happening. Next week, Atlanta going to look for revenge from that the division game.
Thanks. I needed you to tell me the obvious.
The obvious is this. Y'all will go down next Sunday. You best believe that. Thank
you. Enough of him. T. Will, call tomorrow. We got to run, buddy. But call tomorrow. We need your breakdown, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, man. I just want to let you know.
Yeah. T. Will goes, sounds good.
Well, no, I need to allow him the proper amount of time, right, T. Will?
That's right. No,
he's one of our scouts.
No, T. Will, that's my man.
He's got Jim Shorts.
Huge. No, he's. You're not happy today, are you, T. Will, about GM?
Nah, sweatshirt. Me and him got a little issue.
All right, get your breakdown tomorrow. All right, make sure you call in.
Sounds good.
I can't. I cannot shortchange one of our scouts and the guy who's got Jim Schwartz. Schwartz or Jim Shorts?
No, I agree with that. Kilroy, you and Kilroy, man. Oof.
Yeah, my patience is like out already. We're just beyond week one right now. I didn't even finish Monday Night Football. My patience with him is gone. Like, you want to call him just be an idiot? Whatever. I'm just going to end up banning you. So if you want to show the proper respect, we can have a conversation. If you don't, then I'm not going to have. I'm not going to waste my time and your time, man. Mikey Miss is coming up next, 2 o'clock. Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Cousins Corner Parks tonight.
Yes,
7-8.
Yes,
and CD will be on. This is a lot of fun today. Thanks to everybody for listening. We'll be back. Can't crank it up tomorrow for a Tuesday edition of the Midday Show. And also, Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got Ron Jaworski today
at
5:10. Jaws will be on. So stay tuned. Mike's coming up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a great day, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.